Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we're talking with Ruby and Brooklyn from Demoose Robotics. Welcome, Ruby and Brooklyn. We're going to take turns here. How about one of you tell us what your role is on the team and how long you've been on the team?
So my name is Ruby, and I am the captain of the team, and I've been on it for 3 years.
Hi, my name is Brooklyn. I'm the co-captain of the team, and this is my third year.
Okay, well, you guys have kind of a unique team. Tell us a little bit about what makes Demoose a unique robotics team in the area.
Okay, so we are not associated with a school, so we don't get the funding through the schools. So we have to raise all of the funding by ourselves. And we are part of the FIRST organization. And so FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. And it was created by Dean Kamen to give students the opportunity to be in a sport where everybody could go pro. You know, you can be an engineer, but you can't necessarily be a pro basketball player. So this is something that everybody could be a part of.
Something that's also pretty cool about our team is that it doesn't matter what school you go to, if you're homeschooled or anything like that. As long as you are a high school student, you can join. And so my school is a charter school. I go to Landmark Academy, and my school did not have a team. So I was able to join Demoose Robotics.
And I'm homeschooled.
Yeah, you've got a variety of kids from all over then. So tell me, what's the best part of being on a robotics team?
I think for our team specifically, it's less like a team, more like a family. The bond that we all have, like staying up really late and like working on the robot, it's very cool.
It's less like a job. It's more like fun. It's something you can't wait to do.
And what types of things are you guys creating?
We are creating robots. So FIRST gives us a game and a rule book. We read the rule book and the manual, and we create a robot to perform the tasks of the game.
So solving problems with robotics. So do you have like a favorite thing that you guys have worked on, a favorite project or something?
How robotics goes for our team and a lot of other teams is you have like subcategories. So you can be in marketing, you can be on the safety team, you can be on design, build, programming, or all of them. And so personally, I'm on build, but I do a little bit of marketing and design. And if I have any questions about anything like programming, hey, how did you program that? They'll tell you. It's really awesome. It's really easy to learn. And I really like build, but there are some things of marketing that I can't wait to do.
I love marketing side of things. So like making sure that we're all wearing flannel and Demoose, like it's very important to our team. Like when you hear Demoose, that's like a very memorable name. Our slogan, we wear it on the back of our t-shirts. It says channel the flannel. And it's like, I can do things you can't do, and you can do things I can't do, but when we come together, we channel the flannel, we can do great things. So like when you hear channel the flannel, you automatically know that it's us. So that's like a really cool side of it. But I'm also kind of on the build team too. You get to float on our team because we're like a family. It's not like so strict and like you have to do this. Yeah, it's very
cool. I know,
cool.
I kind of wish I could join the team, but I'm probably too old, right?
You could be a mentor.
You could be a mentor.
Ooh, that's exciting. Well, there you go. For our adult listeners, if they are interested in becoming a mentor, then there are opportunities for adults to connect in as well. Well, you guys have an event coming up. Tell us a little bit about your fundraiser. You said you have to raise money yourselves. And so what are you doing?
We have a bowling fundraiser. It's at Port Huron Lanes, Sunday, February 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. We are auctioning off baskets. We have 50-50s. You can buy pizza for $1.50 a slice. This includes two games and shoes, and it's $15 per person. We ask that you please purchase a ticket by like February 16th. But we just really want to have a good time, build community, share more about our team, get more people involved, and play a fun game of bowling.
Yeah, so where can our listeners get tickets to this event?
You can contact us at team5926mentor@gmail.com or DM us on any of our social medias.
Well, thanks for visiting us in the studio, girls. If you want to support Demoose Robotics team, join them at Port Huron Lanes on February 23rd or find them on Facebook at Demoose, find them on Instagram at FRC5926 or visit their website at team5926.org. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time, For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.